South African rugby is about tries and tackles and winning the Rugby World Cup more times than anyone else. Unfortunately, it is also a minefield off the field, a financial battlefield, in fact. And in this episode, you are going to get a front row seat to the latest on the future of the Springboks as it stands after the botched USA equity partner investment deal. I'll tell you what the latest decision is by SA Rugby, explain how we got here, and discuss what I think will ultimately happen. So let's be honest, the rand sucks. As I record this, $1 is 18 rand 43. I can remember a time when it was around 360 to 1. Some of you can recall the rand being stronger than the dollar even. But the fact of the matter is SA Rugby is not on solid ground at all when it comes to finances. Largely because of the rand, it has to be said, and our game, because of that, teeters on the brink of financial ruin almost every year, it seems. And SA Rugby has just gone and done what SA Rugby does best. We're talking a story of betrayal, greed, and power. Sound familiar? Now, I don't want to be too harsh on the National Rugby Federation because I honestly think that they are currently the best-run sports organization in our country. And in terms of what's going on the field, they are largely getting it right. However, there is chaos behind the scenes right now. SA Rugby will undertake a review of its commercial and financial affairs following a general council meeting that took place this week. Its members have mandated the Executive Council and management to initiate a new process following the collapse of the Ackerley Sports Group, or ASG, proposed deal back in December. Now, that deal was worth around $75 million. You might remember that. So the process starts all over again, it would seem. The first step is to appoint a financial institution through an independent selection process, I actually like that, to advise members on all aspects of rugby's financial sustainability and the role that a potential private equity investment might play. Good news is that these financial advisors will be chosen through an independent selection process. I want to emphasize that. That is very important. One representative each from the franchise unions and non-franchise unions as well, and that will be on top of two independent members of the Executive Council and will be supported by the SA Rugby CEO and CFO. Okay, but now, how did we actually get to this point? Well, in December, South Africa's rugby unions voted on a controversial deal. $75 million, as I mentioned. It was a private equity offer from ASG. Now, who are ASG? Well, they are an American consortium. Well, they were the head of the consortium. ASG, Ackerley Sports Group, it's the Ackerley brothers. They're involved with franchises in the United States of America, like the NHL team, the Seattle Kraken. They've also been involved in the old days with the old Supersonics. They were the team from Seattle as well in the NBA. These days, there isn't an NBA team. They're also involved with Leeds United in the English football pyramid. So that just gives you an idea of their background, the two Ackerley brothers. So they were at the head of this consortium. There were also rumors about Eddie Jordan, the Formula One guy. He was the boss of the Jordan F1 team years ago. Apparently he was brokering the thing and then he was going to be getting himself a 15% commission. So there were all sorts of things going on. But just, I'm digressing a little bit, just coming back to the $75 million equity offer from ASG, that was the deal that would have given them a controlling stake in the commercial rights of South African rugby. A separate entity would have been established and then ASG would have taken a 20% stake. And that seemed okay. SA Rugby would still be in charge. ASG would bring their marketing and prowess to the table, and they would oversee the commercial aspects, but SA Rugby would still be in control of the Springboks and South African rugby as a whole. But then we started hearing stuff, not only about the commissions, but also that in spite of only having a 20% stake, ASG and the consortium that they were heading would actually be the ones calling the shots. the stakes were high, and so were the tensions. Seven unions voted against the deal, sparking outrage and division among rugby's leaders. But what was behind their rejection? Well, those who voted against the deal were not just opposing a financial offer. They wanted transparency, and rightly so. They also wanted fairness and a future where the players, the fans, and the unions had a voice. Some said this was largely about control. The initial deal with ASG was criticized for giving too much power to outsiders, potentially selling out South African rugby to foreign interests. And let's not forget the controversy over those commissions that could have bled the sport dry for all we know. Then in the aftermath of that, it seemed the battle was not yet over. Not only was ASG still lurking in the shadows, there was a new player in town. A South African consortium with its own ambitions to control rugby's future. We were told the likes of Johan Rupert, Marco Masotti, Patrice Motsepe and Johan Leroux were part of this consortium. They were allegedly promising a deal that keeps control in South African hands, but now there's a little bit of a caveat there. Because yes, you're keeping it in South African hands, but you're not keeping it in South African rugby's hands necessarily, although the counter to that would be that Rupert, Motsepe, Leroux, Masotti are all rugby men in any event. So it's an interesting one, isn't it? But the reality is that in December, the fear was palpable. And coming into the new year, we were right to wonder whether this new bid might be the lifeline rugby needs or just another nail in the coffin. And what about the fans, the players, the heart of rugby in South Africa? Are we on the brink of losing our identity to corporate greed? These are all legitimate questions. The last episode I put out to give you an update on this reported topic, I said that the new independent committee would be formed to investigate the ASG proposal and the process behind it all. I asked the questions whether or not the time had come for us to question the leadership of CEO Riaan Oberholzer. I maintain he made a lot of mistakes when he was first the CEO back in the late 90s and early 2000s, and I remain hopeful that in spite of that, in his second stint now, he's more experienced, he's grown, he's learned from those mistakes in the past, which most people tend to do, and likely that means that he now does a better job for South African rugby, not just SA Rugby as an organization, but South African rugby as a whole. But how can we be certain? For the sake of our rugby, I hope he does indeed do a good job. There's no doubt in my mind that an equity partner is the way to go for SA Rugby, but it has to be done correctly. And it has to be a good deal for us as well as the prospective partner. You can't just jump at the first sign of someone flashing a $1 bill or a $100 bill or $75 million worth of bills. Look at New Zealand and England. No one right now thinks that they have a good deal. It's not just about an American or anyone else for that matter coming in and giving you a large amount of money and then off you go. There is a difference between an investment and a partnership. I own stocks in Berkshire Hathaway, that's Warren Buffett's company. But that doesn't make me a partner in his company. I'm just an investor in his company. A partnership is what I'm talking about. And I want whoever partners with us to be exactly that, a partner. Yes, we are going to take their capital, but they are going to partner with us so that if things turn south, they are going to work with us to turn things around. Not hold out their hands and ask when they can expect their next payment. South African rugby cannot compete with the salaries that are paid in Europe or Japan. That's a fact. It's in our interest to let our stars go play there. And I maintain that in a professional sport, the best players will play where the best salaries are paid. We are doing that and it's clever. Unlike New Zealand, for example. Even England. Hey, you know what? They want to be stupid. Be my guest. But we still need money to pay the players who are in South Africa. And further to that, we also need money for development and to ensure that our rugby and its various developmental pipelines remain strong, but also to strengthen where it is needed. I wouldn't go so far as to say that time is ticking, but the fate of South African rugby appears to hang in the balance, and with it, the future of the sport in this proud nation. This is a complex story. I think it's fair to say that. I think we all get that. And the sooner we reach a resolution, the better. If that results in an Oberholzer resignation, so be it. We'll have to wait and see what happens next, of course. But right now, you'd have to say, it doesn't look good. The battle for South African rugby's soul is far from over. On a positive note, SA Rugby has confirmed that its highest tier of distribution to its members, it's known as the Gold Model, has been guaranteed to the unions for the next 3 years as a result of an increase in commercial sales. So that's a good thing. There's a positive. Let's end on a positive, right? So what do you think? What's your take on what's going on here? Let me know in the comment section down below. And I did mention a little bit earlier the dire nature of the rand, more than 18 rand to $1. Well, guys, if you've got five of those to spare, I'd be very grateful if you'd head on over to my Patreon page and become a patron. There are lots of benefits for patrons. It starts from $5 per month, so you're looking at about 90 rand thereabouts. The link is in the description area below. I want to give you benefits. Like I said, it starts at $5, but we've also got other tiers like $10, $25, $50, even $100. And depending on where you fit in, you can have a quarterly Zoom call with me where we can talk about a specific rugby match. We can talk strategy. I'll even write an ebook for you on your favorite player. And there are opportunities for you to win merchandise, Springbok merchandise, as well as movie tickets. All those things are on offer if you head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. I would be very, very grateful if you did that. And the reason that I would love you to do that is because I want to do this full time. It would be my pleasure to do this for you full time. I also want to go to the Rugby World Cup in 2027 in Australia and cover the tournament for you down under with daily coverage. But I will need your help to make that happen. And I will speak to you next time.